15 by-elections. When was the last time we had by-elections? I think it was a good like 4 or 5 months ago, I think, taking place in 7 provinces. Not in Gauteng, though. We are seeing 15 in 7 of the 9 provinces today. The ANC defending 9 safe seats, while the DA and IFP have got 2 tricky assignments each. That's according to Wayne Sussman, elections analyst at the Daily Maverick, joining us now. Wayne, thanks for your time today. When was the last time we had by-elections?
It was in the first or the second week of December, so it's been over 125 days since you and I last spoke and since you've last had by-elections in South Africa.
How have you survived all this time without by-elections, Wayne?
Luckily, I'm a slightly multifaceted person, so I have had other things to occupy my mind with.
Okay, so what are we looking at today? What do these by-elections mean for the various political parties?
Yeah, as you said, there's nothing in Gauteng, but in May, we're going to see a whole lot of by-elections in Gauteng. But for the major political parties, I think today will show what voters are currently thinking in these 15 diverse parts of South Africa, from the Western Cape to rural southern and northern KwaZulu-Natal. We're going to be seeing what voters are thinking of the ANC, the DA, the EFF, and the IFP, those 4 parties in particular.
Are there any particularly tricky areas that we should be keeping our eye on?
Yeah, all 3 areas in the Western Cape, which is there's a part of Knysna, Beaufort West, where, by the way, power could change in both of those municipalities, and in the city of Cape Town, the DA have a tough assignment in Delft, fending off the ANC and a new party which comes from the Gatvol Cape Townian movement called the Cape Coloured Congress. So that's going to be very interesting to watch in the Western Cape. And then there's a ward in KwaZulu-Natal, which is sadly very infamous. It's in Lindelani, in Kwadakuza on the north coast, which has had a strong history of political violence, of political volunteers being killed, of attacks on certain candidates. So we're just hoping for a free, fair, and particularly safe election on the north coast today.
When there's a lot of talk about whether the local government elections will be postponed this year, political parties arguing it should be because they can't electioneer, the IEC waiting for a decision there. The IEC also is saying that they're only going to have 1 voter registration weekend because its budget has been cut by 35 million rand. Do you think that'll have a big impact?
No, I think it's important that we do have local government elections this year. I think, yes, it's a worry that there's only 1 registration weekend. Generally, registrations are obviously lower in registration weekend, have lower participation rates than general election weekends. But I think we've had many of these councillors serve their 5-year term. It's important to elect new councillors across South Africa, important to elect new leadership to run our municipalities, and I think South Africans will benefit by having the local government elections, obviously in a COVID-safe manner in 2021.
Wayne, thank you so much for that. You can go off and watch those by-elections. Wayne Sussman, the elections analyst at the Daily Maverick, speaking to us there. We are seeing 15 by-elections taking place in 7 provinces today. None of those in Gauteng. We'll see some in Gauteng a bit later on. But some of those are in the balance, as Wayne says. So we'll keep an eye on what happens there.